Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss a video that's today's not-so-mystery link, called Men That Visit Thailand Are Losers in Their Home Countries, from a YouTube channel that interviewed a woman named Natalia Kitsa. She's currently living in Thailand and she's been dating Western men there. But in the video I link below, she says that there are three types of Western men in Thailand. Those that are financially unsuccessful, those that have mental issues, and those that are there to have a good time with the local women, but are married back home in their own countries. My question to her is, why is she dating Western men in Phuket, Thailand, if that's all that she's finding there? Does it not sound to you that she's shaming Western men for going there in the first place? Maybe she wants to shame the bad men away so the good men become easier to identify. I don't know, but she says it's a tragedy for Western women to try to meet men in Phuket, Thailand. She calls these men LBH, short for losers back home. Natalia also says that she knew an Australian man that had great wealth, that joined a Thai dating site, and back in Australia he couldn't find a girlfriend. But in Thailand he's been able to get 7 women in one single day. So he's an incel back home, but in Thailand the women are ready to bone. She says other guys have weight issues, mental health problems like anxiety or childhood traumas. Sure, the guys that are overweight can lose that weight. But the thing is, men that have been emotionally abused and have anxiety and childhood trauma, those things don't just disappear even with tons of therapy. I should know because I've had a terrible childhood from a bullying perspective and suffer from anxiety. So I know it's not their fault. So why is she calling these men losers? In reality, these passport bros that are mentally ill brokies are managing to find love. Natalia says these men have had so many options with women that they wait 1 hour before the date to confirm. And if they find someone better in the meantime, they contact their date and tell them, sorry, I can't make it. Oftentimes, they have 5 women on the go at the same time. So it's basically sexually starving males at a sex buffet, and that's a far cry for such guys in the West waiting months or even years for a single date. Meanwhile, Natalia was the one that was only getting 2 or 3 dates in a year and a half, and she says that they were all shit. Her experiences sound very similar to what a borderline acceptable male in the West going on dates would be going through. She says she's going to meet the man she's looking for one day. She looks like she's somewhere in her mid-30s to early 40s, and says she can't compete with Thai women. For Western men, Thai women are better because they're easier to deal with, and are not going to challenge you or become more successful financially or with regards to career. She tells Western men that if they want Western women back home, then they need to up their game, because Western women are making more money than they do these days. Ah yes, she's proving that hypergamy is a real thing by saying that. But we all know that's impossible on a civilization-wide scale, considering that 65% of students in college these days are women getting their degrees. So fertility rates will keep on crashing. For many Western men, their only hope of reproducing is going to a third-world country, where they're not seen as third-rate men, but women are willing to trade their bodies and fertility for cash and prizes. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyway.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com. For terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now back to middle-aged Western women going to Thailand, where no men will date them, seriously, Clown World show. So why would Western women go to Thailand and try and date Western men if so many of them are bad men? My thinking is that they're looking for a diamond in the rough, or the best of the defective rejects. Guys that with a little bit of therapy and guidance would make great partners for Western women. Natalia gets attention in Thailand, but from weirdos and losers. I've said before that women would be doing this, that women are going to realize that Western men that have the means to travel are going abroad, and that they're going to go out and find ways to extract money from them. In Natalia's case, she gets a tiny amount of ad revenue from YouTube from men that are watching her channel, that are also interested in moving or dating in Thailand. She has an audience of 5,000 subscribers. She says that with Thai women, the experience Western men have there is that there's a huge pool of women that are after them or their money. When she said money, it might have made a lot of men insecure about the intentions of Thai women. Maybe that's the point. She also makes a case as to why Western men shouldn't date Thai women, in addition to saying that most of the ones that are doing it are losers back home. She says that with regards to intelligence levels, manners, and culture, Western men are incompatible with Thai women, and that they should focus on Western women instead. But what's her solution to the Australian gentleman that couldn't get a date back at home, even though he was financially successful? Money didn't change his looks and personality, yet women still didn't want him. So Thailand was his only option. The truth is that most Western men are just after sex and reproduction, not a woman with a fancy degree and snarky attitude. She thinks that men are into older women with rapidly closing fertility windows, with out of this world expectations, ready to make a man's life hell. But with the types of guys going to Thailand, Western women won't even date them. Of course, many of them would just want to friend zone them for attention, but Natalia doesn't even mention anything about this. As far as I can tell, her channel appears to be about convincing Western men not to date Thai women, because of incompatibility issues. She does admit that dating Western women is a bit more challenging. Also that Western women choose you because she actually wants such a man's love. But maybe she's there because Western men that are visiting are giving her attention. Maybe she's figuring out ways to sell them all kinds of services while they're there so they can have a better time. That's what I would be doing if I was her. Maybe that's why she set up her YouTube channel in the first place. She does mention that she does different types of coaching, so that might be it. Natalia also only saw one native Thai guy that she was attracted to the whole time she was there, and he didn't approach her or anything else. So nothing happened. The man that's interviewing her in that video runs the YouTube channel called Thairish Times. He brought his Thai wife back to Ireland, hence the name of the channel, Thairish. They seem to be a good looks match, though. Maybe he's making a big mistake. I don't know. Natalia even asked him if he's worried that his wife is going to cheat on him. He answers by saying that he's been bouncing around from worse thing than divorce his entire life, so he's not worried. Tyrish Time also tells Natalia that the shoe is on the other foot with women getting more attention from men in the West, but that in Thailand it's the Western men that get all the attention and all the advantage. As for Natalia, the nice guys, as in the nice guys that she finds nice, are just there on holiday, and they have women back home. She was also not happy when he mentioned that guys on his channel and hers say that men are in places like Thailand because they're looking for women with low mileage. She says guys like that are just trolls. But we all know that it's not a troll thing to say the truth. Tyrish Times interviews his wife Noon in one of his videos, and she says living in Ireland is a tough place. That she was spoiled in Thailand because everything was so convenient. But in Ireland, when she goes shopping, she has to get organized and plan ahead. She says the corporate world in Ireland is 9 to 5 p.m., and it's pure work in the West. But back home, she was working for the same or similar company, and it was a lot more laid back. Will their relationship succeed? Will she want to move back to Thailand? I don't really want to speculate here. But as for Natalia, I find her thoughts more interesting. She says that Western men have to pay for loyalty with Thai women financially, but that Western women don't actually need men to provide and protect for them, so their loyalty is based more on if she finds them physically or emotionally attractive. She doesn't need you, but she might actually want you. But in the third world countries, women need men, so their loyalty is tied to you providing something for them. So it's quite clear that it's a relationship that's more transactional. What are you supposed to do if you're a guy that's 5'5" in the West that's overweight and poor? You'd probably be better off in the East. So you can understand why many guys would take advantage of the situation. Men have this option, but we all know that women don't. There is no other country or planet filled with rich men with higher sexual marketplace value for women to go to. All they have is men in the West, which is as good as it gets, and they find those men aren't good enough anymore. So many women try and find situations where there are men that they actually might want to play ball with. Natalia is clearly looking for a man of high quality, and the best way to do that is to have a sizable social media presence these days, so she can attract many different men with means to pick her. I don't know about you, but for me, it sounded like she was sizing up the best, the worst men in Thailand. She knows that many of them have money, and maybe she understands that just a few of them need feminine encouragement to work out, clean up their appearance, and pay for leg lengthening surgery, perhaps. I wouldn't be surprised if women started to look at men in the future like a project that needs to get worked on. That's my thinking. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Western women don't want to smash most of the Western men in Thailand, but they still probably want their friend zone attention. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the Western women trying to shame passport bros as losers in their own countries, so they have to look for a cooch elsewhere away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.